Morning, and welcome to When Heaven Speaks, a podcast where we don't just hear noise from the world, we tune into the sound of heaven. I'm Pastor Zach. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from James chapter 5, verse 16. The Passion Translation says, tremendous power is released through the passionate, heartfelt prayer of a godly believer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up with new mercy and divine purpose. Today we come before you, not with empty words, but with hearts hungry for heaven. Teach us to pray with fire, fervent, unshakable, spirit-led fire that pierces through darkness and awakens destiny. Let our prayers rise and incense, as incense, bold and believing, full of faith and power. We don't want to pray powerless prayers, God. We want to speak with authority of those who know who we are and whose we are. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, who gives us strength, and you are our Redeemer. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Hey, we just read to you a verse from James chapter 5, verse 16. And again, it says, tremendous power is released through the passionate, heartfelt prayer of a godly believer. My brothers and sisters, this verse reminds us that prayer isn't just spiritual activity. Prayer, it's divine activation. See, when you pray, it flows from a heart fully surrendered, passionate, and pure, and it becomes a conduit of heaven's authority on earth. It's not about eloquency. No, no, no. Your prayer is about alignment. In the Bible, there's a person who prayed, and we've been focused on women lately who've been in place and in purpose. And this woman prayed, a woman who prayed a powerful, passionate prayer. We find her in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10 through 20. Her name is Hannah. You see, Hannah's story is a masterclass in what James 5:16 really looks like in real life. She was barren. She was broken. She was burdened. But she didn't give up. She didn't just cry. She prayed. See, scripture says she was in deep anguish, crying bitterly as she prayed to the Lord. Her prayer wasn't pretty, but it was powerful. She didn't just whisper a wish. She poured out her soul, and heaven responded. Someone listen today. It's not about how eloquent you are, how articulate you are, but it's how pure you're willing to be and how broken you are to speak to your Father. Her prayer wasn't pretty, but it was powerful. Again, her prayer went to God and heaven responded. Her passionate, heartfelt prayer opened her womb and gave birth not only to a son, but gave birth to Samuel, a prophetic son. See, legacy that shifted a nation was birthed through Hannah, and it came through the posture of prayer. Hannah didn't just pray, she partnered with God in purpose. Three takeaways I want you to get today as we talk about this topic of prayer and learning from Hannah. Takeaway number one, prayer is a weapon, not a whisper. Prayer isn't a self-option. It's a supernatural strategy. It breaks cycles, binds strongholds, and bursts breakthroughs. When you pray, not if you pray, because Luke 18:1 says men should always pray and not faint. When you pray, you don't just talk, you war. Declare this with me. When I pray, heaven hears and hell trembles. Glory to God. In a world full of noise and distraction, your silent struggles become a loud declaration when wrapped in prayer. Whether you're a mother, a mentor, a minister, your prayers carry weight. Say that after me. My prayers carry weight. Prayer is not only just a weapon, but it's also, number two, passion unlocks power. When you pray, passion unlocks power. See, dry, robotic prayers won't break demonic cycles in this generation. God is looking for fiery intercessors, not formal observers. Hannah's passion wasn't emotional hype. It wasn't. No, it was a spiritual hungry. Declare hunger. Declare this after me. My fire fuels my faith. In 2025, where spirituality apathy is at all-time high, passionate prayers cuts through the fog and connects you directly to heaven's agenda. Pray like you know that the words are seeds of a miracle. Passion unlocks prayers. And finally, number three, consistency builds authority. I said earlier, Luke 18 and 1, he says men should always pray and not faint. And Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, and when Paul talks about putting on the whole armor of God, he ends by saying prayer and supplication. Hannah didn't just pray once and give up. She continued year after year. That consistency cultivated trust and spiritual sensitivity. You see, my brothers and sisters, consistent prayer sharpens your spiritual ears and strengthen your walk. Declare this after me. The more I pray, the clearer I hear. In 2025, authority is not given to the casual. It's entrusted to the consistent. When you pray continually, heaven can trust you with prophetic insight. Heaven can trust you with direction, and heaven can trust you with divine solutions. Here's my challenge to you. Who or what have stopped praying for, or you stopped praying for, because you didn't see a quick result? This week, go back and pray again, this time with fire. Heaven responds to faith that refuses to quit. Pray in the posture of, I refuse to quit. Let us pray. Lord, make us intercessors and warriors in the spirit. Let our prayers, Lord, shift atmospheres. Make us intercessors who uninterrupt the enemy's plans and release your will with precision and passion. Let this day be a day where our prayers don't just touch your heart, but move your hand. Align our voices with your voice so that we will declare and reflect your desire. We declare that this day is covered, commanded, and charged with divine purpose. We silence distractions, we resist discouragement, and we say yes to a deeper prayer life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thanks again for joining. When heaven speaks, still prayer works. Prayer definitely still works. Keep your head up. Prayer still heals. Keep your head up. Prayer still delivers. See you tomorrow at 5 a.m. God bless.